This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Turkish nationalists are not happy with their government's plan to reopen a Greek Orthodox seminary on an island off the Istanbul coast in the Sea of Marmara. The government shut down the Halki School of Theology in 1971 at a time of tension between Turkey and neighboring Greece. For some, the seminary is a symbol of Istanbul's tiny Greek Orthodox minority, which numbers now barely 3,000. NPR's Ivan Watson went to visit the Halki School.
Because cars are banned on the tiny island of Heybeliada, the easiest way to get to the Halki Seminary is by horse and buggy. The cart takes you past tall wooden houses built in the days of the Ottoman Empire. This trip back through time does not stop at the gates of the seminary.
Electricity came to this island in 1938. Till that time, they were using candles or beacons.
Father Doroteos, a stooped deacon in bifocals dressed in long black robes, gives a tour of Halki Seminary's cavernous halls and classrooms. He's one of three remaining Greek Orthodox monks who have preserved the school as a virtual museum, 33 years after it was shut down by the Turkish government.
Here we have a desk for a student who used his left hand.
Century-old wooden desks covered with bored students' doodles and graffiti still stand in the classrooms like time capsules. One desk even contains a pin-up photo of Farah Fawcett in her feathered hairdo. But now, Father Doroteos says workers have begun repainting the classrooms in anticipation of the school's reopening.
Why did they decide to paint it now?
Well, to get ready. To get ready so that when permission is given from Ankara, we don't have time to lose.
Religious education is strictly controlled by the Turkish state, but the government indicated it would like to find a way to reopen Halki, perhaps as part of a series of reforms adopted recently to help Turkey's chances of winning membership in the European Union.
Turkey considers itself a Western democratic nation, which it is, then it must adhere to all democratic principles, including religious freedom.
Anthony Limbarakis, the Philadelphia-based head of a Greek Orthodox association in the U.S., accuses past Turkish governments of persecuting Istanbul's Greek Orthodox minority. He says the Greek population here has shrunk from over 100,000 in the 50s to barely 3,000 Greeks today.
People have described the Orthodox Church as a church in captivity. Unfortunately, it is, but we feel that the new government is demonstrating signs that the shackles are going to be loosened, they'll be set free.
One of the graduates of Halki Seminary is Istanbul's ecumenical patriarch, Bartholomew I. Bartholomew's followers claim he is the 270th direct successor of one of Jesus' disciples. The Patriarchate and the Orthodox churches sprinkled along Istanbul's breathtaking skyline of mosques and Ottoman palaces are holdovers from the days when the city was the capital of the Eastern Orthodox Byzantine Empire more than 500 years ago. Halki's library includes some 15th century books and manuscripts that are being cataloged this summer by volunteer librarians from Greece. If and when the seminary is reopened, the monks here hope to invite instructors and students from across the world to once again study theology. For now, however, they continue giving tours to the thousands of tourists who visit the grounds every year. Father Doroteos longs for the school's reopening because then, he says, he'll finally get some peace and quiet.
I am dreaming and I wish that from the depth of my heart, because when it is a school with students having to work hard to prepare their lessons, we are not going to have people come up here and disturb and interrupt us.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.